We have this war machine that was built on a lie.
Charlie, way to go. You just got probation and 30
days. There's no specific documentation to suggest anywhere, so far as my legal research has been.
We're hoping it provides an impetus to get more people to quit smoking.
Well, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And like the lady said to me in an email the other day, she said, that person that you hire to do all of those voices, I thought truth was your bitch. And I resisted the obvious retort. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. If you don't understand the irony of what I just said, if you don't understand the irony of what I just told you about the lady writing to me and saying that truth I thought was your bitch and yet you do those funny voices, then you probably should just keep right on going.
Yeah, just keep moving along.
Just keep moving. Nothing to see here. 877-876-PHIL, although there is something to see here. It's on our website right now, as a matter of fact. It is our video cast as well as our audio cast, as well as, guess what, the download started today, and we are over on iTunes, so take your iPod, your iPhone, your whatever, you know, whatever you or I would like to use, and you get an automatic download of the Phil Hendry Show, not only our daily show, but also our classic Phil Hendry bits. And we have one up right now called Plane Go Boom. It is the original Plane Go Boom bit. We give a little bit of context on that bit, how it started, when it started, where it started, when will it end. We don't know. It's over there on iTunes. It is the Phil Hendry Show and Phil Hendry Classic Podcasts. 877-876-PHIL is our number. And a very pleasant Monday to you. And it's the beginning of another week, and we still got plenty of summer. It's going to be a beautiful thing. The Parents Television Council's going after Bleep My Dad Says, you know, S My Dad Says. And let's see, Sarah Palin says President Obama doesn't have the, quote, cojones to protect our borders, end quote. Well, that's a very civilized thing to say, wouldn't you say? And then Stephen Bozell joins us later on. Also, Jack, a very special guest. We only use his first name, Jack. On how one American family is surviving this recession, which my understanding is today we had across the board, things were looking pretty good in the stock exchange and the different trading exchanges around the world. Also tonight we have Bud's Nightly News, the Bud Dickman Nightly News. Our number 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight, is on Seattle, Cairo, 97.3 FM, and in Santa Barbara, KIST 1490 AM. Jack joins us, and I say just his first name because when he tells you his story, I'm sure you'll understand. And it's a very unusual way for a family to survive. Jack, good evening.
Good evening, Phil.
Jack, your family, like so many American families, is finding it very difficult to get by, and I understand that. I saw today Ben Bernanke saying that while the economy is, you know, slowly coming out of what it has been going through, there are people still wrestling with unemployment. Can you tell me what it was that you were doing before you lost your job?
Well, I was basically a political writer. I was also a pollster. I was also a writer. And that's a very tenuous way of making a living. There's no question about it, because you know, those jobs are you get paid by the job. You're not necessarily on staff, or you know, not employed by other people. So,
and did the jobs just dry up? The writing jobs and the polling jobs.
Well, they didn't just dry up to say that there were none, but none came along of the substantial amount in terms of how much money you're going to be paid to cover the bills of our home, even though we had done the best we could to cut back. I have a daughter and a son living with us, my wife and myself. We live in a home in Thousand Oaks, California, and it's not a big house. It's not an expensive house, but we still carry a mortgage on it that we could not afford, you know.
And what about the basics?
Well, food and clothing and utilities, these are all you have to be paid, you know. And when you start to see that your bank account is beginning to shrink, and you start to see that you can't make these payments, you know, without going into debt. We went into credit card debt. We used up a line of credit that we had on the house. We are now 2 months in arrears, or not now, but we were in 2 months in arrears on the house. And that was also scary because they start to send you the, you know, the notices. And I want to say at this time, by the way, Phil, that the Obama mortgage plan to save homes is a scam. It's a lie.
What do you mean the Obama plan?
Well, all of this stuff that they talk about, the Treasury Department or what have you, I don't know, you know, that Obama said that they were going to put things into place that was going to save homes and people could go and get relief and people could go and they could get a grace period and all of this is a lie. I dealt with Chase Bank. It's a lie. Those people tell you something different every day. They tell you something different every day. I went to them and I said, here's my file. And they said, oh, maybe we can you afford this? And maybe we can get the payment reduced. I said, yes, I could afford that. Yes, I could afford that. And then they come back 3 days later. They say, oh, you know, you better get ready to move.
Yeah. Wait. They came to you and they said, this was Chase?
This was Chase Bank, yes.
And they came to you and said that they had a number for you. Could you afford it? And you said, yes. And so you're thinking, cool, they came up with a number you can afford.
Yes, I'm thinking that this is the answer to a prayer. And then I get the next week, you better get ready to move. And I said, what about President Obama? What about President Obama and all of the promises he made? And this lady I'm talking to on the phone says, oh, you can't believe everything you hear.
Good God.
Yes. So this brought my wife to tears, and this brought a great deal of sadness, you know, to me. And because we had bought this house 10 years ago and had a great, put a lot of work into it, you know. And
no, I understand. I understand.
So what we did was when things start to get difficult, I sat my family down, and we had a discussion, and I said that I had spoken to my son, particularly because this would deal with his mother and sister, you know, and that we had come to the conclusion that I wanted them to tell me how they felt about it, you know, that it was very difficult for a man to say this to his wife and daughter, that we would have to, for us to survive, that is to stay in our house, you know, and to survive, that we'd have to get her to my wife and my daughter to turn out, you know, as escorts.
To get your wife, to turn your wife and daughter out as escorts. Sex, in other words, into the sex trade.
Yes, sir. And I asked my wife, I asked my daughter, I said...
Now, wait a minute, how old is the daughter?
She is 19. She was 18 at the time, she's 19.
19.
Yes, sir.
And how old is your wife?
She's 39.
39.
Yes. And I said to them, this is the most difficult thing that any man in the world would have to go through this. But right now, the American people and I said to my wife, the American people have been lied to, and look what's happened to us, you know.
Now, you're talking, Mr. Jack, I know your last name, and I don't want to give it out. You're talking now about the mortgage, the Obama mortgage plans?
I'm talking about this entire administration, this president, who lied about the relief he's going to give American people, and look what happened. I had to go to my wife and go to my daughter, and I had to say to them that I don't know what else we can do. I can't find the kind of work that is going to pay enough for us to get to save our home. So I asked them, I said, if you would work in this kind of sex trade business, because I know that the price, that money that is made there by the hour, by the weekend, what have you.
Good. I can't imagine having a conversation like that with a wife and a daughter.
It was the most difficult conversation I ever have in my life.
What did they say to you?
They surprisingly understood because they had seen for the months that we lived how difficult it was for me to get the jobs, difficult it was for me to get good writing jobs, you know. At the one point, my wife did take an office job. My daughter left school for a while to took a job to try to help us make ends meet, and there was nothing. You know, my son is a little young to do that. We wanted him to stay, about to finish high school.
And now, I wanted to ask you a question here. You said you consulted with your son.
Well, I talked about it with my son.
You talked it over with your son about your mother and your daughter and your daughter working in the sex trade business.
Yeah, I wanted to get. I wanted him to know. He's a young man. I wanted him to know, and I wanted to get his feedback.
And now, why would you get the feedback of a young man? Of how old is he?
17.
Why would you get the feedback of a young man of 17? You know.
Well,
before you talk to your wife.
Well, he's a man, and this is ultimately something that, while of course you want to get the opinion of the wife. And I wanted to get the opinion of my daughter. It's important for the pride of a man. In my case, I'm the father. In this case, he's the brother. It's important for the pride of a man to say, are you going to be okay with if we turn your sister out, you know? And
what did he say?
He said, yeah, you know, he understood that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he sounded very casual.
No, he's not casual, but he understood the challenges the family had. And when I said to him, what do you think of your sister as this escort? And he's a teenager. He says, you know, whatever.
Whatever. I mean, see, to me, that doesn't sound like a normal response.
No, it wasn't whatever as in I don't care. It was, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, you know?
So in the months, and this started, I think you told me, sometime last fall, right?
That's correct, yes.
In the ensuing months, you have been able to save your home.
That is correct, yes.
And you have acted, and by the way, have you set this up as an independent business?
It's an independent business, and we recognize that we run afoul of the law, that this kind of escort business where sex is involved is not legal in the state of California. And so I know that I run a risk of you know, losing it all, you know, but it's better that, I guess, than...
You're willing to run the risk of losing your freedom?
Yes, sir.
To save your home, and have you been able to do that? Have you been able to save your home?
Oh, yes. We have the obvious income that comes from this. We've saved not only the home, but we paid for the rest of my daughter's school. And we've been able to add to, you know, some of the finer things, the leisures that we have. Picked up a kayak and a catamaran sailboat, you know, just these things. Because it has been a godsend.
And how do you feel today, even though you're making that kind of money and saving that kind of money, that your wife and daughter are out there doing that?
It was difficult at the first time, but... Now I see it saved our home. It's still, I still feel, I'm still bothered by it. I'm still bothered by it.
You're still bothered, even though it saved your home?
It saved the home, and we've had good, you know, some good times with the money that we've made. But I don't want you to think, I don't want your audience to think it doesn't bother me.
All right, Jack is his name, and that is the only name he will give us, and the reason being that he runs an escort service where he employs his wife and daughter, and it is a sex-for-hire business, a sex-trade business, and in so doing, they have been able to save their home, they have been able to put some money in the bank, they have been able to do what a federal mortgage plan couldn't do, what the U.S. government couldn't do, what his income couldn't do. He has, as he said, turned out his wife and daughter. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Your phone calls for Jack, our guest, next here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry. Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here on the Phil Hendry Show as we talk to Jack, who is a listener and is a guest. And a lot of people are asking, where did you find Jack? We know him, and we've known his work in the past. We know him to be a man who works in a different line of business. But this economy, this recession has hit his family in such a way as they were going to lose their house. He had no income, and he started an escort service for a gentleman with his wife and daughter. Do you have any other employees?
In the sense that
in other sex workers?
No, the only two are yes, my wife and my daughter, and you know I anticipate still what the people might want to say to me, and I say you can't judge me because you don't know what I was involved in, and because I can imagine people would say if you turn out your wife and daughter, what does that make you? And I would say to them, you have no right to judge.
Well, I'm not. I hope you don't think I'm judging you. I'm listening.
No, I know you're not, but I've done enough conversation with some people, and I know people will say they judge me. You can't judge me. What I've been through, and we were going to lose our home, and everything that we had been accustomed to, we had to suddenly do ourselves. You know, so it's a difficult thing for me to have to do. It's made us a lot of money. There's no question now that we can keep our home. And I'm very grateful that has been the case. But I'm also mindful of that it's my wife and my daughter who are out having sex with strangers. And but they, I sat them down, and they agreed to it. So,
do you feel that because your wife and daughter agreed to it, you have your conscience is clear?
Oh my God, yes. I don't. I feel bad, but I don't blame myself so much as I blame the circumstance. And again, when you look at Obama and what he did, promising this mortgage relief, he lied. And now I look at my wife and daughter go out the door at night to do what they do. Because
Obama, you can't. Now this is where I would argue with you. Are you telling me that Obama is the reason why your wife and your daughter?
No, I'm not to say that Obama. I'm not so stupid and I'm not so shallow as to say that Obama is the reason why my wife and my daughter work in the sex trade business. But if Obama had been truthful with his mortgage relief stuff that he talked about, then I would not have had to make the moral decision I made. No one listening tonight can deny that they would do the exact same thing if they're in my position.
And I wouldn't do it, but that's just me.
You can't, but you've never been.
How do you know I've never been in your position? You don't know, man. You don't know. I mean, sometimes you just have to let the house go back to the bank.
You don't have to let the house go back to the bank. That's what, I think that's the way a loser thinks. Yeah, and I'm not a loser.
All right, I want to get into the particulars of your business. It's illegal to run a sex-for-trade business in California. The reason why I say it's illegal in California, I know that possibly in some states it might be legal in terms of the escort aspect. I know it's legal in parts of Canada. So how do you run this business?
It's a consultancy business. We obviously, and I'm clear that the money is laundered through the front door, you know.
So you just simply say to the bank that this is money?
This is money from a consulting business, yeah. And that's the way we can run a credit card as well as take cash, a check. I wish that there was something else I could do. I wish I didn't do this to my wife, my daughter, but I want to say it's not my fault that Obama did make me do it, and I know that's not fair, but in much of this economy, I didn't do it, and a lot of people didn't. So I turned my wife and my daughter out to make my life a better thing.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with some phone calls for Jack here as he talks about the sex trade business he got into because of the economy. 877-876-PHIL.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're going to get into some phone calls this quarter hour with Jack, who is actually is an acquaintance of ours, known to this radio show because he's done a lot of political consultancy work. But the bottom line is his business has gone south. The economy has gone south. A lot of people are suffering, and he is suffering right along with them, Jack, to the point where you've started an escort, a sex escort business with your wife and your daughter, and you are running this as a consultancy. So you're going around the law in a lot of different ways.
Yes, I'm going around the law in a lot of different ways, but I am in the same shoes that a lot of Americans are in, and I don't think that it's different for me. I don't think it's any different for me than anybody else to say that times are difficult, you know. And my wife and my daughter understand that times are difficult. You know, if they get sick, if they get they get their prime of the month, and they don't want to go out that night, and my daughter will say to me, "Daddy, you don't know what that does to a father."
I can't even begin to imagine. I can't even begin to imagine.
It is the sickest feeling, and yet I say to her, "You've got to get out. You've got to get out. Now, get out." But
if she's sick, you know, and...
Yeah, they're sick and they don't feel well. And yet, we are all going to be hungry. And so I tell them, get your clothes on, and I drive them to the hotel or where they're going. And I tell them, get up there. I don't want to. But I, in my own heart and in my own mind, all I can think of is the fact that we did not have anything, and this has saved us.
If your daughter and your wife are sick, though, and they cannot go out and work, then they can't go out and work.
No, they can't go out and work. They got to get out and work. And the night my daughter said that she was sick, I said, "I know you're sick. I'm sick. I'm sick of this world we have to live in. But you're going to get out." And I pushed her into the car, you know.
You pushed your own daughter into a car? You pushed your daughter into what car?
Into the car when I was driving her mother and her to the hotel for these gentlemen. They were in town on some kind of business. And her mother yelled at me, and I pushed her mother away, and I grabbed her by the hair. I said to both of them, I said, "Listen, you have to understand what's going on here." And it was traumatic, and it was emotional, and I'm disgusted. I had to slap my own daughter. I have to slap my own wife.
Are you telling me you're slapping your daughter and you're slapping your wife, huh, when you...
You have to, Mr. Henry, because... This is what the economy has done to this family, my family, that Obama would turn my wife and my daughter into a field slot.
877-876-PHIL, you said that you couldn't blame Obama for this. Are you changing your tune?
No, I'm not, but I got to tell you, every time when I slapped my daughter that night and I said, "Get your," and I said some things I regret, you know. I could see Obama laughing, you know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Here's Howard. Go ahead, Howard. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jack.
Yes, Jack. It sounds like you're trying to, you know, blame Obama here. But I
that's not right of me to do that. You're right. I don't mean to do that.
I mean, Obama is just our president. He's our president. I respect him. I didn't vote for him, but... Say the least, I lost my house last year, and, you know, I never entered my mind to, you know, do what you're doing. with my little girl, my wife.
If you had to do it, you'd still have your house, though. My daughter is
I could care less about my house. I'm sorry.
My daughter is a 19-year-old. My daughter's a 19-year-old woman. I'm not a little girl.
I have three daughters. I have a 10-year-old, a 29-year-old, and a 31-year-old. And I'm sorry. I would never do this. I'm sorry. I just, number one, it's illegal. Secondly,
I guess you didn't hear me. I said I've got my daughter is of age. I didn't say for you to do a 10-year-old. You make me feel dirty when you say that.
Of course not. No, I have a 29-year-old and a 31-year-old, too. Okay.
Are they live at home?
Yes. They have before, up until I lost my house. But to say the least, I just downsized. We're in another home
downsized.
Now. I'm working.
Are you renting another house?
I'm renting a house.
I said you lost your home.
Yes, sir.
And I thought you might say to me that I'm not a man to do this, what I do, but I mean, what kind of a man is it that loses his home, too, you know?
Well, wait a minute. You're not saying I don't want to start comparing manhood here. Okay.
All right. No, but I.
Now, I think this man has been very kind to you. He's just saying it's something he couldn't do.
I understand. I apologize. I say though, losing my home is something I could not do.
Yeah. But
all right,
no, it sounds like
Howard. Thanks for your call. 877-876 Phil. Here is Greg on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Did you say Greg?
Yes, sir. Greg, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably be less kind. This guy's sick, man. His daughter and his wife aren't sick. He's sick. Any man who would turn out his daughter, he didn't turn them out. You sold them out. You didn't save your home. You destroyed your home.
I did not sell them out.
To save a house. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
It's a 6,000 square foot home. It's got the we've got 3 acres.
Let me ask you, where are you from originally?
That doesn't matter where I'm from originally.
I think your culture plays into the fact that you treat your women as though you're property, and they're not property.
Okay.
They're human beings.
Where are you from, Jack? Were you born in the States?
No.
Where were you born?
I was born in Holland.
You're from the Netherlands.
That's correct. That's got nothing to do with it, though. I came here when I was a college student.
I
become an American. If you want to ask about the culture I'm from, I became an American citizen. I became an American citizen, you idiot.
Wait, whoa. Watch the name calling.
Well, he's not listening to me. I became an American citizen.
I've been called worse by a lot better friends.
I bet you have, yeah. Because you don't listen to people.
Yeah,
I'm an American citizen. Blah, 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 blah.
You should be.
Blah, blah, blah.
Look at Jack. Hold on for a minute. Jack, you're asking people to accept the fact that your wife and daughter work in a sex trade business that you started to save your home, okay?
I told this man, he says he wants to impugn my national origin. I said to him that I'm American.
I understand, but you can't go mocking people with the blah, 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 blah.
All he can say is, oh, you come from the Netherlands, you must be some kind of pimp. That doesn't speak well.
No, I just said I think you tend to treat your women more like cattle than you do human beings, which is what they are. I mean, you take no accountability.
Is that right?
What were
you doing with your time? Do you know how much money this country spends on the sex trade? America spends more money on sex.
On
buying
magazines. I don't do it myself.
America treats its women worse than anything I've ever
seen.
I'm
American. I don't put a dime into it. What were you doing while they're doing
all
this? Not at
all. No, you probably spend about $20 a year on that one subscription.
Were you working two jobs?
Okay.
I can't hear this jackass.
All right, but I'm going to ask you, Jack. I'm going to hang up on you if you insult my callers one more time.
I can't hear what the guy is saying.
You don't want.
Would you repeat your question? Would you repeat your question?
What was he doing while he's turning them out? What's he doing to try to make a living so that he doesn't have to do this? He says he can't. He knows he can't get a job.
What are you doing? I am working. I'm managing the business. I manage the business.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, nice talking to you, Slim. You know, these guys, he wants to judge me. That's fine. But how much money do you put into the subscription to the Vanessa Del Rio website? Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about
it. All right. Thank you very much. 877-876 Phil. I think it's the it's not a very strong way to argue by impugning the moral motives of people who are asking you about yours.
No, I think it's a very Phil. It's a good question. I say to people, so I turned my wife and my daughter out. But do you know how much money is spent in America on sex every year? to say that America is somehow sacrosanct and doesn't treat women like, as this man said, like a cattle. And I happen to know the money that he spent in America. These are Americans that are paying for this. And I would not be doing this were not for the fact that the Obama and his
okay, I heard about the Obama excuse, and I can't keep going down that road because there's a lot of people suffering in this economy that haven't started sex trade businesses featuring their wives and daughters. Here's J.D. on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Phil, I
77876. Phil, here is John in Pensacola. Go ahead, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, thanks, Phil. I'm kind of just completely disgusted at this. I'm in the same boat he is. I've lost my job. I was in the HVAC industry. I've been out of work for 6 months. You know, I mean, I was just lucky enough to have a little bit of cash to get me by. But I'm just thinking, you know, he's
a
father.
What's HVAC? What's the HVAC business?
It is heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
I see.
And I'm just, I'm completely confused because you're supposed to be the provider, the protector of your family, and you're risking their lives by sending them into strange hotels with strange people.
Right.
And you're
what about
sitting
that?
There, you're playing Russian roulette with your children's lives.
I act as a bodyguard for them.
You're a bodyguard.
We have
okay.
Pagers, and
so that
if
makes
anything
everything
is wrong.
Better.
They
that
catch
makes everything
me.
Okay.
No, it doesn't make everything okay, but I can assure you that I go out on every job with them.
Okay.
Well, where are you, man?
I'm in the car downstairs.
You're in the car downstairs while they're up in the hotel?
Yes, the hotel. Generally the hotel.
Now, weren't you telling me that they go out of town with some of these guys?
Yes, they do. And, of course, this is much more money that people were talking about here. It could be anywhere from... for the entire weekend, you know, $10,000.
Okay, but
Didn't
you say you made enough money to pay your bills, but now you're out buying stuff? You know, I mean, I'm not condoning this by any means. I think it's completely disgusting.
I made it to pay my bills, yeah.
Okay, well,
But you also said, what else are you buying?
What you mean, what else am I buying for what?
You said that you bought a catamaran.
I bought a catamaran... to sail, it's a catamaran that I keep to sail around and relax in. Is that a criminal offense?
Yes, it is. When you're using illegal money that you pimped your wife and your daughter out.
Yeah, good
That's
point.
That's disgusting.
Good point.
No, the catamaran, you were talking to me about I should not buy a catamaran. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm telling you shouldn't be pimping your daughter and your wife out. You know, I'm a married man. I'm not a father yet, but I would kill myself before I would ever even... consider going down that road. I would work 15 jobs.
What if you talked to them and said, here is...
No, I would never. I would never, ever. You know, if my father asked my mother to do that, he wouldn't be on this planet anymore. Okay?
Even if it was going to save your life, even if it was going to save your home and save your school, you must be crazy.
No, he's... I'm sorry, I got to jump in here, John. I apologize. No, he's not crazy. There's certain things that a man can't stand there and watch happen without reacting.
You know, the problem here, and I suddenly realize both of you guys are, you watch too many John Wayne movies. See, I come from another country, you're right, I was born in another country, and I don't watch all the John Wayne movie. And
well, you said you're an American, you're into American culture.
I'm not into that aspect of American culture, where everything with you guys is a John Wayne movie.
I don't understand What does that mean, a John Wayne movie?
It means you want to ride to the defense of the damsel in distress, and you don't know the reality of life is you can't always save people that way. People that way.
I understand, but I mean, it's just, you know, I don't understand how you can look at yourself in the mirror or even look into your child's eyes and know that you're doing something that should never, ever, ever be done. You know, I mean, why couldn't you go out and get another job? Why couldn't you go in
what was
day
I going
labor?
I was going to lose. We had the membership, which I suppose now you gentlemen are going to make fun of this, but you don't know what it meant to my business. I was losing a membership in one of the most prestigious golf clubs in America.
You're a waste of space.
Are you telling me you're pimping out your wife and daughter to keep your membership in a golf club?
This is a business connection that can never be made again. Never be made again. You understand?
Yeah. You know what? You're in the wrong business. You're in the wrong business. You know, if you think going to play golf, you know, 18 holes with some hobsnob people to pimp out your family, you know, you really need to stand back and you know.
You got a golf club membership that you had to save, huh?
Get a load of the two guys who are better than Jack, huh? Both you guys think you're better than me, right?
I am.
You make the business sound so much more seedy and dangerous than it is. The clients are not that bad. Some of them are good guys.
These are guys that are having sex with your wife and your daughter. These guys are good guys. And you want to know something else? Who knows what they've got at home? They probably got a wife and a daughter at home, too. And for you to make the payments on a golf club and a catamaran and your home, your 60,000, whatever.
No, 6,000 square foot, Mr. Henry. And what you've tried to do is make a man saving his family. You've tried to turn that into an ugly thing. A man saving his family. You have tried to turn that into an ugly thing.
No, I have not, sir. I got to take a break, though. I appreciate the call from John in Pensacola. We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL. Now we know the guy's got a monthly golf club membership he's got to make. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Jack, a man who has started a sex trade business. His wife and daughter work in it. When all else failed, when the economy had him so wrapped up he couldn't get a job, he couldn't pay his bills, now he's got his wife and daughter as escorts. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We're talking here with Jack tonight, and Jack is a man in his 30s who, or 40s, Jack, correct?
Right, I'm 44 years old.
44 years of age, who has not had the most successful run here during this recession. Now, you're self-employed, you work by the job, you're a writer, and you've done some political consulting, and it just isn't coming your way these days, and so you had to downsize, and eventually, how much did you downsize?
Lucky, Phil, we didn't have to downsize all that much. I'm very grateful that we didn't, because I can tell you that had we had to downsize, would have been. I think it would have been very hard on the family, you know.
Well, you said that you were ready to lose your job. I mean, lose your house.
We were going to lose our house, but the good news is that we got. This business.
All right. So, in other words, your wife and your daughter working in this sex trade business that you started saved the house.
I think I made that clear, you know.
So, you never had to downsize. You never really sacrificed anything.
I think I have sacrificed a great deal. I've sacrificed, I think, more than any man to see my own wife and my own daughter go out of the house, you know, go out of the house. To go have sex with the, well, I don't know who.
But they're doing that at your behest. They're doing that as part of a business that you guys run. They're doing that. In fact, at one point you said you had to slap your daughter. And
you know, you take that to story. You take that story. You want it to sound like I'm some kind of a pimp, you know. And I'm not a pimp. I'm a good man that I've had a very difficult time. In life, trying to fit in. I come from the Netherlands. I wanted to be a part of American politics, and America has reduced me to slapping my daughter in the face and pushing her into a limousine to make sure she gets to a hotel to have sex with I don't know who, a banker or some big shot. I wish that I could have been, but I'm not.
And you're blaming America for that.
No, I'm not blaming America. In a way, I'm blaming America, yeah, but I'm not blaming America totally.
877-876-PHIL. Phone call now going to Hagerstown, Pennsylvania. Listening to us on WEEO is Shannon. Go ahead, Shannon. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Jack. How you
Hello.
Doing? You know, I just want to say that, you know, I don't disagree with that. If a woman wants to go out and do this, that's within her rights.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't think it should be illegal, but Jack, you're not doing this to save your family. You've destroyed your family by doing this.
How do you know I destroyed my family? It's the second time someone has said that to me, and you don't know my family. You know, you have no idea
I know what
about
you said. You are slapping your wife. You're pulling your wife and your daughter's hair. You're forcing them into limousines. I mean, you've quite obviously even stated that you are forcing them to turn tricks to support your lifestyle, to give you both membership, to buy yourself a sailboat. I mean, this isn't
one night
feeding hungry people, Jack.
The bitch. Did you just call her? Who did you call a bitch?
I didn't call the lady. This lady I didn't call.
No, you said one night the bitch.
My wife, yeah. She said to me.
Hold on for a minute, if you wouldn't mind, Shannon. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're continuing with Jack here on turning his wife and daughter out in a sex trade business. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL.
This bitch, that's
Phil Hendry.